think the immediate reaction is going to be, what does it mean, Bruce? We are really not clear on the terms of it. Is it going back to the situation before the permits were required, or is it retaining the current system? It's not clear at all.
Well, what does this uncertainty mean for importers? I mean, usually you want contracts that go for quite some time. With only 3 months, what are people supposed to do about getting, you know, chains of supply to get the stuff into Papua New Guinea?
Well, I think the situation is the same. I mean, this area, this business has been messy for a couple of months, and looks like it'll be messy for another 3 months. We would have hoped, we're grateful for the intervention of the Prime Minister, obviously. We weren't totally optimistic on calls to the Minister sack. I mean, these things are things that you say and you probably don't expect it to happen, but we would have hoped, as I say, to get back to the status quo before the ban, and then in 3 months' time, let's see what the department comes up with.
The Chamber of Commerce has been pretty strongly opposed to these bans. The Minister, Tommy Tomskull, says that they want to build up local agriculture in Papua New Guinea. He says that our farmers can grow a lot of stuff locally and we don't have to depend on overseas imports anymore. Do you buy his argument that these things can be supplied by local farmers in PNG and that you don't have to import them?
I think the listeners might be really surprised to say, yes, we do. I mean, we all agree with the intent here. We as a local chamber want to see local growers able to produce for the market. The question is, can they do so? Can they do so with the proper quality? Can they do so with the proper volume? And we've seen comments from Alan McLean in Lae saying, look, in Lae, we can get our vegetables in good condition down from the highlands. The problem is that link from Lae around to Fort Moresby. So yes, we do agree with them. And as I've said in the press today, well, okay, let's go on with that job of making these growers able to meet market demand. And that's, and I've listed a whole range of things and extension services that the Department of Agriculture needs to get involved in. And quite bluntly, I've said, get involved in that and stop these ad hoc bans and stop fighting with me.
The Prime Minister has said that there are some biosecurity concerns with importing fruits and vegetables from Australia and New Zealand. Is that something that you agree with?
We think that's a bit of a fussy. I mean, two of the strongest biosecurity regions in the world are Australia and New Zealand. So, you know, for a little Papua New Guinea to be saying we don't trust your regimes is, we think, a little bit ridiculous.
This whole thing's turned a bit nasty. I mean, you called for the Minister, Tommy Tomskull, to be sacked, and he responded by essentially calling you an outsider. It's gotten a bit nasty, hasn't it? How is this all going to be resolved?
I don't know. Maybe 20 paces, Bruce. I'm not really sure. Look, we're trying to take the heat out of the situation. I think we've made our stand, and we're quite adamant that as a business chamber, we're entitled to make that stand. It's unfortunate that the minister decided to play the man and not the ball, but, you know, after 38 years in Papua New Guinea, I'm pretty used to that. And the public response in support of our comments has been overwhelming. So I think that's maybe something the Prime Minister took into account. The community in Papua New Guinea didn't join the white bashing that the minister got into. There's a very important point in what the Prime Minister said this morning, that there's going to be some form of new regime. We'll wait and see what that is. But there was one word in there that we have constantly used for Minister Tomskull in terms of the vegetable ban, the plastic bag ban, his second go at the vegetable ban, is consultation, Bruce. I mean, there is no consultation at all with the business community on this. These are ad hoc policies imposed without consultation. And if the Prime Minister is going to force that consultation, we welcome that very, very warmly.